In the dusty hills of first century Galilee, a Jewish peasant revolutionary walked among the poor and marginalized, preaching a radical message that would transform the world. This was not the gentle Jesus of Sunday school stories, but a fiery zealot who challenged the mightiest empire on earth and the religious establishment of his day. The historical Jesus emerges from Reza Aslan's meticulous research as a man deeply embedded in the political and religious turmoil of his time, a figure whose true identity has been obscured by centuries of theological reinterpretation. What makes this exploration so compelling is how it strips away layers of doctrine to reveal a flesh-and-blood revolutionary whose message was far more radical than most modern believers might recognize. The Jesus of history was not concerned with an ethereal afterlife, but with establishing God's kingdom on earth, a kingdom that would overthrow Roman occupation and religious corruption. Imagine living in a country where foreign soldiers patrol your streets, where nearly half your harvest goes to taxes, and where religious leaders collaborate with occupiers. This was first century Palestine. Rome's conquest of Jerusalem in 63 BCE ended Jewish independence and transformed the region into occupied territory. For many Jews, Roman occupation defiled their holy land and betrayed their covenant with God. Jewish peasants bore a crushing burden. Temple tithes plus Roman tribute consumed nearly half their annual yield. This combination of foreign occupation, economic exploitation, and religious indignation bred resistance. Landless peasants formed bandit gangs, targeting both Jewish aristocratic and Roman agents. Not mere criminals, but nationalist fighters presenting themselves as agents of divine retribution. Jesus was born into this volatile environment, likely in the same year as Judas the Galilean's rebellion against Rome in 4 BCE. As a child, he witnessed the brutal Roman response, the destruction of nearby Sepphoris, and crucifixion of thousands of rebels. Jesus was a tecton, a woodworker or builder, belonging to the lowest class of peasants, just above beggars and slaves. Romans used tecton as slang for any uneducated peasant. The historical Jesus likely couldn't read or write. From tiny Nazareth, Jesus came from a large family with at least four brothers and several sisters. His father Joseph disappears early from the Gospels, possibly having died during Jesus' childhood. Jesus' public ministry began as a disciple of John the Baptist, who preached the imminent arrival of God's kingdom and offered a revolutionary one-time baptism, unlike traditional purification rituals. After John's arrest by Herod Antipas, Jesus developed his own ministry. Returning to Galilee, he established himself in Capernaum when Nazareth rejected him. There, he gathered his first disciples, primarily disaffected young Galileans willing to abandon their livelihoods to follow him. Jesus selected the 12 to serve as missionaries and symbolically represent the restoration of Israel's 12 tribes. He taught with charismatic authority in common Aramaic, challenging temple authorities while maintaining relatively civil relations with local Pharisees. His reputation was established by his first public miracle, an exorcism in the Capernaum synagogue that launched his fame as a wonder worker who attracted enormous crowds. In first century Palestine, Jesus distinguished himself by performing free healings that attracted massive crowds seeking cures for ailments and demonic possession. Historical evidence for Jesus' miracles is more abundant than details of his birth or death. Neither followers nor critics disputed his healing abilities. Jesus' miracles specifically signaled the coming kingdom of God, unlike other wonder workers of his time. By connecting his healings to Isaiah's prophecies, Jesus proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor, challenging the temple priesthood's monopoly on divine access. His exorcisms, performed by the finger of God, demonstrated divine power working through him rather than through the corrupt temple system. The kingdom of God is at hand wasn't about an afterlife, but a revolutionary call against Roman occupation. Jesus envisioned God replacing Caesar and bringing judgment upon the temple priests, Jewish aristocracy, and Rome. The historical Jesus wasn't merely a pacifist. While not advocating immediate armed rebellion, he declared, "I have not come to bring peace, but the sword." His teachings about loving enemies applied only within the Jewish community, not toward occupiers. Jesus' appointment of 12 apostles to judge the 12 tribes of Israel signaled Israel's restoration and preparation for conflict. He concealed revolutionary ideas in parables, revealing their meaning only to disciples. His kingdom vision represented both celebration and judgment, a reversal where the powerful would be humbled under God's rule. His famous response about tribute, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's," made the zealot argument that while coins might belong to Caesar, the land belonged to God alone. Jesus transformed John's kingdom message into a national liberation movement against Roman power and temple corruption. Many focused more on his miracles than teachings, frustrating Jesus, who refused signs to an evil and adulterous generation. Some believed he was Elijah reborn, the prophet whose return would herald the Messianic age, and Jesus had deliberately adopted many of Elijah's symbols in his ministry. Jesus' fate was sealed by his dramatic actions in Jerusalem around 30 CE. He entered the city riding a donkey amid crowds shouting Hosanna, deliberately fulfilling Zechariah's messianic prophecy. The next day, he cleansed the temple by overturning money changers' tables and blocking merchants. During this disruption, Jesus proclaimed, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves." This challenged both temple authority and Rome's control over Jerusalem, a final provocation for authorities. After his arrest in Gethsemane, Jesus faced questioning by the Sanhedrin before High Priest Caiaphas about threatening the temple. Pontius Pilate ordered his crucifixion routinely, as with other Jewish insurgents, not reluctantly as later Gospels suggest. Jesus died as he had lived, a revolutionary Jewish peasant challenging established powers. His final words, my God, why have you forsaken me," revealed his human disappointment at the absence of divine intervention. After Jesus' death, claims of his resurrection transformed the cross from a symbol of failure to victory, resolving the theological problem of his crucifixion in validating his messianic claims. Leadership passed to Jesus' brother James the Just, who led the Jerusalem assembly as law-abiding Jews who believed Jesus was the Messiah. James maintained Jesus' Jewish practices, opposing Paul's Gentile-friendly interpretation. After Jerusalem's destruction in 70 CE, Paul's theology, a religion free from Jewish law, gained prominence throughout the Roman Empire. By the Council of Nicaea in 325 CE, the Jewish revolutionary had transformed into the divine son. Beneath these interpretations, the historical Jesus remains compelling, a man who challenged Rome and inspired a movement that would outlast it. Recovering this historical figure offers both a clearer understanding of Christianity's origins and a more authentic connection to the revolutionary spirit that ignited one of history's most transformative movements.